It's 76 degrees on the Air Force Academy, and on Fort Carson it's 79 degrees.
Welcome back.
We're approaching 4:47 here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Your sports update. Your sports updates. See what you do to me, Rob.
That's right. Get your tongue,
glad you're back. I'm tongue twisted. Sports updates at 17:47 after the hour. Back in the rectangle. What have you been gone for? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Wow. Man. Glad to have you back, man.
Good to be back.
You look great.
Thanks
for being here.
Thanks.
What is happening in the world of sports,
well,
sir?
Well, you know, the first 3 weeks for the Denver Broncos have not gone too well for Vic Fangio in his inaugural season as the head coach of the Broncos. Although he did speak today and he says he really believes in this team. He says he likes being around the players and he believes that they have the makings of becoming a good football team. Now it's just a matter of putting it all together on the field. Broncos are off to an 0-3 start after losing in Green Bay yesterday afternoon at the hands of the Packers. Fangio's forte has been defense. And the Broncos have not been creating turnovers. They have not been sacking quarterbacks. In fact, Von Miller has no sacks on the season. You know, Bradley Chubb has played much better than Von Miller, but things are not going. Everybody thought, and myself included, boy, the defense will carry this team first month of the season or so, first 4 to 6 weeks. And the defense hasn't been bad, but they just haven't been able to create opportunities to get the football for the offense in a more desirable location of the field. So now the Broncos will be back home this Sunday and they'll host the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have their own slew of problems. So this is a good opportunity for the Broncos to avoid a free fall and get a W this week at home.
And as you've said, you want to see them pull it together.
Yeah, I think they will. I think once they get it going and figure things out, they're going to be a good football team. But, you know, this is year three of things not going in the right direction, and that really doesn't bode well for Broncos country whatsoever.
Yeah, can't be good. Can't be good. So, wind out of the sails, or are these guys tougher than that?
Oh, I think they're a resilient bunch. It takes a while when you're molding and shaping a football team like Vic Fangio is. Like I said before, I think, and even Von Miller said this after yesterday, he said this is the best coaching staff I've ever worked with. And I think the coaches are doing all the right things. Sometimes you need to get your own guys in there. You know, Bryce Callahan, who they signed in the offseason, has had this foot injury and hasn't been able to play, which has been a great disappointment for their defense. I think it would help their defense that much more. It'd help out Chris Harris that much more. It'd help out Justin Simmons that much more. It would help out Von Miller that much more. He also didn't give much information as to the extent of Derek Wolfe's injury. You know, he left yesterday's game with an injury, so we'll probably learn more in the next day or two on Derek Wolfe and his status for the future for the Broncos.
Okay, totally off the wall question for you.
You know, because I like those.
Being scared is a sport for some people.
Yeah.
You a Halloween guy?
Yeah, you like haunted houses? Sure. I mean,
okay.
I could take them or leave them. Either way, I'm fine with them.
When you come back for the 5:17,
you do know I had a heart attack 2 weeks ago. You're not going to try and not going to try and scare me, are you?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there.
You and I have something very special that nobody else has.
Okay.
We have VIP passes to the Hellscream Haunted House that we're going to give away during your next sports update.
Sounds like a plan,
Rob. You are awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.